A jail stint can really disrupt someone's life. You can lose a job, a relationship, or thousands of dollars on fees, fines, and bail.
Have I ever gone to jail? Yeah, I just got out, actually.
If he doesn't show up to court, you gotta pay the $50,000.
No ring exchange, no kiss the bride. There's no glamour in a jailhouse wedding.
Off the Block. All 6 episodes tracing the path from city block to jail block and back are now available on KCRW's iTunes page.
From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
Hi, Dylan. It is our time.
Is it Friday already?
It's Friday already. It's payday.
Payday. All right, so 5 days this week, I owe you $50.
I'm totally at peace with it. Most of the time.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed and I don't want to tell people about it. There are a few that understand me, though, that I've had for a number of years, and they get it, and they're cool with it. But to say that I'm completely comfortable with it is not exactly true. Waking up for me is a nightmare. I wake up feeling uneasy, vulnerable, harassed by my alarm.
Second alarm can just suck it.
I think 17 hours was the longest I ever slept. I mean, that's like 4 times as much as certain people get daily.
My body feels heavy. My eyes feel like peanut butter.
I recognize how vulnerable and intimate this situation is.
Just start soft.
Woohoo! We have life. We have created life.
We'll come back in 10 minutes.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
whatever, I mean, it's a tool.
The podcast about...
the unknown.
The first guy that came to work for me was named Nathan, and he was a scrawny hooligan in his late teens. Not much else going on in his life. I think he dealt drugs or something. And Nathan told me his uncle asked him, "So you go to this guy's house in the morning, and he pays you to do this? And you do it every day? What is he, gay?" The reason that I have adhered to the principle of hiring someone is that there's no extra baggage. There's no extra elements to our relationship which may preclude their fulfillment of the arrangement. I don't think I ever actually used the word sexual, but I think I said something to the effect of, there's nothing weird or inappropriate about this. It's just simply a job. 2006. This is my very first posting. I need someone to call me every morning at a pre-specified time and talk to me until I get up. That's it. And you get paid. Nothing weird or inappropriate. A couple of minutes a day at a time which I can text message to you the night before. Or whatever. I'm still trying to figure this out. ... I just need help waking up, and conversation seems to work. I will pay you for doing this, as arranged. Not a lot, but come on, you're just making a phone call. ... I'm a nice and genuine person with waking up problems, looking for a solution. I didn't do a lot of the phone calling stuff because I found out pretty quickly it just didn't work. I needed to have someone in my space. Well, I got a handful of responses right off within a week or so. Some of them were humorous. One person said, "Hey, I also struggle with getting up in the mornings. You should get a cat." A couple other people said some fairly judgmental things. Why can't you just get your life together? Who are you? Or are you just like trolling on the internet? Yeah. The first guy that came to work for me was named Nathan. He left town to go to school and grow marijuana. I had one guy named Lester for about a year and a half, and he graduated school and left town. Kelly was super cool. She was a tattoo artist. She was with me for, I think, a year, maybe more. James and Brianna and Terry all left with no notice. I think there have been about 10 people now in 10 years. The best one I've ever had is the one I have right now.
And he's been with me for a year and a half now.
He's super punctual, like literally within 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I mean, the guy is right on time.
I set my alarm to go off a few minutes before my personal assistant is supposed to come over, and he comes by 8 o'clock and knocks on my window with a stick. That way he doesn't have to step into the flower bed, so he can reach across the flower bed with a stick. And he knocks on the window. And I can't hit the window snooze because he's over there with a stick knocking on the window. Horrible.
It's slippery here on these stones right by his window.
He's got a stick that he props up against the wall outside, and he just sort of taps on my window kind of lightly.
Can you hear it?
It's right at 8 o'clock.
That's it. That's the knocking.
Can you believe I actually pay for this shit?
I just want to, like, go back to sleep. I know a strong desire to tell him to just get out of here and it's not even like today is going to be a difficult day.
Ugh. Let's see what's going on with the delineator.
Hey! Awake.
Woohoo! Dylan's yell. Oh, he's up. Woohoo! The Dylan's up.
I struggled for so long, so many years. $200 a month to me to be able to live more is a pretty easy decision. I mean, I think the beauty is in the simplicity. And without getting into the shame that I feel for not being able to get myself up in the mornings, whatever. I mean, it's a tool. I can't hammer a nail with my fingers. I need a hammer. So this PA is like a hammer for my morning. You know, it helps me get the thing done that I need to do. So I just look at it as a support team. You know, I use soap to clean dishes. I go to a grocery store to buy food because I don't have a garden that grows everything that I want to buy. And I hire a PA to help me out in the mornings because it's really, really difficult for me to do it otherwise. I'm totally at peace with it. Most of the time.
You get a back burner or something.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Mañana.
That sounds good.
See ya.
This episode of Here Be Monsters was produced by Lisa Cantrell. Lisa is a podcast producer who lives in California, and she makes a great podcast about human psychology. It's called An Inexact Science.
My family did not talk about seeing spirits, but it wasn't something we considered impossible. There were reports within our own community of people speaking to angels or having near-death experiences and communicating with the other realm.
You can find episodes of her show at aninexactscience.com. Or you can click the link on our website, hbmpodcast.com. And also on our website, you can find a picture of the actual wake-up stick, resting where it always rests, against Dylan's window. And if you enjoyed this show, please do tell your friends. It doesn't have to be all of them, of course, but I do think that you probably know one or two people who would really appreciate what Here Be Monsters is all about. Word of mouth is really what keeps this show going, and what keeps us putting out unusual audio that you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else. So yeah, keep telling your friends about the show. We really appreciate it. And speaking of word of mouth, I want to tell you about another podcast. It's hosted by a producer named Derek Hayes, and it's also a show about monsters, but more the literal kind, like ghosts and Bigfoot and hellhounds. And until recently, Derek's show had a very similar name to this podcast. And because of that, there's a chance that you might have subscribed to this feed while you were looking for his. Now don't get me wrong, we're happy to have you, but if you were looking for Derek's show, don't worry, you can find it now, under its new name, Monsters Among Us. You can also find his new website, monstersamonguspodcast.com. We have a link to his show in the show notes and on our website. Alright, my name is Jeff Emman. My co-producer is Bethany Denton. The music on this episode came from The Black Spot. Here Be Monsters is a part of KCRW, and our editor there is named Nick White.
A scrawny hooligan in his late teens.
Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.